I mentioned infections because actually this lady came to me and said, oh, I had this episode of shingles. And I thought, you know, she's probably forgot that I told her 3 years ago, you may well get an increased risk of infection with this drug. You know, we know that about 5 to 10% of patients actually report an episode of zoster on ruxolitinib. It's not my practice usually to use prophylaxis with an antiviral drug at the outset of therapy, but I will if the patient's had a couple of episodes of zoster in recent times. And for a patient like this who's had an episode of zoster on ruxolitinib, I'll put them on prophylaxis.
What about vaccination?
So vaccination against zoster is a big no from my perspective. It's a live attenuated vaccine. And in the UK, we have decided not to offer the shingles vaccine to patients with active hematological malignancies. And in fact, unfortunately, I have a patient with myelofibrosis who was not on ruxolitinib, who had the zoster vaccine and developed disseminated zoster after the vaccine.
Wow. So this lady didn't get the zoster for 3 years?
No, she didn't. It was a late effect. And she, you know, she's not a lady that seems to be progressing. She's had, you know, really an overwhelmingly positive response to ruxolitinib. It just occurred unexpectedly at 3 years. Yeah.